thick long chain. It's the kind of chain that you use to tow a truck with. And this is what the boss used to chain that worker to make sure that he wouldn't run away, because he wanted to make sure that he'd pick tomatoes for him.
That was Julia Perkins from the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, or CIW, explaining a case of modern-day slavery that occurred a couple of years ago in Florida.
So they were actually padlocked in with a padlock, just like this one, on the back of the truck. So it wasn't just shut. They're actually locked in like animals. They were treated like much less than human beings just because they owed their bosses money. And they owed their bosses money for things like rent, to sleep in trucks like this or vans or shacks. They owed them money, $5 for every time they wanted to rinse off with a garden hose in the backyard. They were charged for food from the family, who could charge them whatever they wanted.
The CIW is currently traveling the country and exhibiting their modern-day slavery museum to raise awareness about the cases where farm workers have been enslaved. I recently visited the CIW's museum when it came to Philadelphia and interviewed a farmer named Oscar. Miguel Andrade gave an English translation.
Bueno. Mi nombre es Oscar Rotzoy y soy miembro de la Coalición de Trabajadores de Immokalee. Bueno, y como está aquí, narra la historia.
Right now, the museum narrates the story from slavery from past times to slavery right now in current times. And it's showcasing some of the cases that have come into the light, come into public eye in the recent years, and let people know what's going on right now. One of the main goals we want to get out of touring with the Mobile Museum is for people to understand the conditions that their farm workers are going through and where their produce is coming from that is being distributed all over the country in big supermarkets.
I also talked to another farm worker named Ramiro Ramirez, and Julia Perkins translated. I asked him what were the conditions that the workers faced on the fields.
Y cuando vas a piscar tomate, agarras una cubeta que contiene, que le acabe 32 libras de tomate, y esa cubeta la tienes que...
And if you work in the fields, you're also not paid any health insurance or any benefits from the company. So if you get sick, when you're working, you have to pay out of your own pocket. The company doesn't take any responsibility for your health or welfare in the fields. And so when you do start picking, for every 32-pound bucket of tomatoes, when it's full of tomatoes, it weighs 32 pounds, you pick, you're paid 45 cents. If you work more than 40 hours a week, you're only paid for the buckets of tomatoes that you pick and not for overtime. So what we've seen is that there are companies that benefit from our poverty. For example, the supermarket chains, the big supermarkets up here in the Northeast, Giant or Stop and Shop, that belong to Ahold, which is an even bigger company. They can demand low prices for the tomatoes that they buy, but they do so at our expense, because due to those low prices that they're paying for tomatoes, our wages are kept low. It's time for there to be a change, and that these supermarket companies can participate in fair food agreements in which they can guarantee that the tomatoes that they're using are picked by workers being paid a fair wage and treated well, if like other corporations have done. We now have 8 corporations in the fast food world and food service providers who are working with us, but none of the big supermarkets have come to the table yet.
So what we want people to know is that us as farm workers, we're in this fight for our fair rights, but we also want the consumer to join us. We want our voices to be united so that we can create one voice fighting for justice. We're not seeking compassion, we're not seeking sympathy. What we're looking for is comprehension. We want people to understand the issues that are going on.
According to the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, though the extent of slavery in Florida agriculture has diminished over the centuries, one thing has remained constant. Farm workers have always been and remain today the state's poorest, least powerful workers. If we are to abolish slavery once and for all in Florida agriculture, we must pull it from the roots by addressing farm worker poverty and powerlessness. And for more information, you can visit the Coalition of Immokalee Workers website at ciw/online.org/museum. I'm Shakoya from On Blast with the Philadelphia Student Union.